Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is October the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Malachi chapters 1 to 4. God's name shall be great among the nations. We read in Malachi chapter 1 verse number 11 like this. For from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations. The point of this above statement from God is that a day is coming in the future when God will receive the honor of all the nations. The people of Israel were dishonoring God during Malachi's time, and in fact they were despising his holy name. So God proclaims that he will find others who will magnify his name. God's name shall be great among the Gentiles, and he will vindicate his name among the nations, even as his own people will not honor him. In contrast to the current worship that is not acceptable to him, Jehovah God declares that in the future he will receive pure worship among the nations, and his name will be great among all the peoples of the world. God is not pleased with the insincere worship and the polluted sacrifices of the priesthood and people during the days of Malachi. So God promises the future triumph of his glorious kingdom, as one day he will receive praise from all the nations. The promise of this verse is being fulfilled even now as Christ gathers his children from among the nations. But it will be literally fulfilled in the future as the nations gather to worship God in purity. God's great plan is to make his name great among the nations. One way that God is making his name great and known by every person and nation is by working behind the scenes as he orchestrates the rise and fall of governments all around the world. As we read in Romans chapter 13 verse 1, the words of Apostle Paul, "For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." God is sovereign, and he dethrones and installs rulers and governments in such a way that moves his plan forward. As we again read the words of the psalmist in Psalm 75 verses 6 and 7, that reads like this. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. Another way that God is making his name great and known among the nations is through us, his disciples, as we have been commissioned to preach the gospel to every nation and be a witness of the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. This means that we should both take the gospel to all the nations on the earth and also live the gospel right where we are, in our homes, our workplaces, and our communities. Six times the Lord refers to his name, which means his character and his reputation. He wants his name to be magnified in all the earth, with or without our help. God is going to make his name great among the nations. That has been his purpose from the very beginning and throughout history. Someday in the future, every person on earth will know that the name of Jesus Christ is great, and everyone will admit, either in joy or in shame, that he alone is Lord. In the meantime, let us do our part through our words and deeds to make the name of Jesus Christ both known and great among the people living in our area of influence every day of our lives. We read the wonderful word of God through the writings of Apostle Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 9 to 11 like this, describing about Jesus Christ. God also has highly exalted him, that is Jesus Christ, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.